This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's walk through the process of talaq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So firstly, we need to understand that talaq is the last option and not the first option. Usually when there's crisis in the home, the first thing we think about is talaq. This should be your last option and not your first resort. So let's understand that Islam attaches a lot of values to relationships, because for a child to have a mother and a father together is better than to have either one of them. There's more stability, there's emotional stability, there's room for growth. The child grows up in a loving and a caring environment through the balance of a mother and a father. So to save the relationship is always the primary objective of the Sharia. To make it work when there is the possibility of making it work. So the Sharia wants us to resolve our issues amongst ourselves. So the first thing that the couple should do when there's crisis at home is to sit down together as husband and wife and to express each other's feelings and to communicate clearly about how they feel at the moment in the marriage. The most important thing is to allow for open communication from both sides. You should have the maturity to listen to your partner and look out for feelings, look out for sentiments. Try to have a deeper understanding of what the matter is. Leave emotions aside. Don't get defensive. Rather, communicate in a matured way and try to resolve the conflict amongst yourself. That's the first thing you should do as far as saving the relationship is concerned. If after trying to resolve the issue amongst yourself as husband and wife, and that did not help, the next thing that the Sharia advises is outside intervention. And by this we mean, try to get experienced family members involved, or you go for counseling. You get the counselors involved. You always want to use a fresh pair of eyes to look at the same issue, because they might provide for you a certain perspective which you might not be looking at. So outside intervention is extremely crucial. The important thing I want to say here is that don't get too many people involved, because not everybody has the expertise to handle the conflict in your marriage. You get a counselor who's totally neutral, or you get a scholar, or you get an experienced family member to sit down and try to resolve the matter. That's outside intervention. The next point is an important one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all this mentions, إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If both parties are genuine, are sincere about reconciliation, and they want to make things work, Allah says, I will give you love and I will give you mahabba once again. I will unite your hearts. I will bring the two clans together again. But you got to be sincere. You got to be genuine. And the question I often ask the parties is that, are we genuine? Are we serious about reconciliation? Because Allah has taken the guarantee to reunite us. And people have made amazing comebacks after major setbacks in their marriage. And you would think that they would never survive. But really, it is Allah at the end of the day that unites people. Now, if after trying to resolve the conflict amongst yourself and after trying to get outside intervention, nothing is helping and the relationship is becoming toxic, there's more animosity than anything else, then in a case like this, the Sharia also doesn't want you to stay together. Then you go for the option of talaq. However, you go with the option of talaq in a very matured manner. Number one, you get a scholar involved. You don't go through a talaq yourself. You get a scholar to guide you. Anyone that you have confidence in, let them get involved and let them do the talaq process. Number two, we must understand that there are ways to issue the talaq. For example, the husband should not issue the talaq whilst the wife is in her menses. Number three, the husband should not be doing it in the fit of anger. It should be a well thought out process. Number four, we must understand that only one talaq is required to end the marriage. Let me reiterate that. You don't need to issue three divorces to end a relationship. Just one talaq, one divorce is sufficient to terminate the marriage permanently. And you can move your own way and she can move her own way. You don't need to use all three talaqs. It's often given the example of a man with a gun who has three bullets. If you can do the job with one bullet, why do you waste the other two? One is sufficient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Again, I reiterate that to do this in the right way, according to how the Sharia wants it, will be far better than to do it the way we want it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ When talaq is taking place, let it not get ugly. Let it be through mutual respect. Remember, at the end of the day, she is somebody's daughter. She is the mother of your children. And at the end of the day, she should also take into account that he is the husband or he is the father of your children. And that can never change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the respect, and the understanding for deen. And may we always regard it in high esteem. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.